You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.
ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Residents of San Diego have collected thousands of sandbags as they get ready for the arrival of Hurricane Hillary. That storm has weakened to a Category 1, but is still expected to bring heavy rain, strong winds, and even some coastal surge to parts of Southern California. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria says the biggest concern is the potential for flash flooding.
We have first responders positioned to address emergencies that may occur because of this flooding, but I ask people to avoid areas that are known to be flood zones. Do not drive through standing water on any street that may be flooded.
Los Angeles County, meanwhile, urging residents of Catalina Island, about 30 miles off the coast of L.A., to leave. More than 1,000 wildfires are burning across Canada. West Kelowna Fire Chief Jason Broland urging evacuees to be patient as more firefighting resources arrive. More than 34 million acres have burned across Canada this year. This is ABC News. The search continues for a Florida man identified by authorities as a member of the Proud Boys extremist group. Christopher Worrell disappeared just days before his sentencing in the January 6th case. More from ABC's Rena Roy.
Worrell was found guilty of spraying pepper spray gel on multiple police officers. Prosecutors asking the judge to sentence him to 14 years. Worrell had been under house arrest in Florida since his release from jail in November of 2021.
General Motors now says it's going to cut its fleet of San Francisco Robotaxis in half, as authorities in the city investigate two recent crashes involving the autonomous vehicles. Those crashes both happened Thursday night, with one leading to a hospital visit for one of the passengers. It all comes a week after San Francisco gave both GM and Waymo, Google's self-driving division, the all-clear to operate driverless taxis at all hours. The automaker says it will now have no more than 50 driverless cars in operation during the day and 150 at night. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening. Welcome to Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. This hour sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, O'Dannon Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick the hour off with You Ain't Jack, Brand New Kaylin Cole. It's Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Jack, hope you never come back. never do that. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, you ain't Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. 'Cause you leave me broken, wondering, wanting the answers I couldn't find here at the bar. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Oh, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No. Your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house, so you do what you do best. While I'm working on packing my bags, you just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but wanna get hard and I feel so down, but I've gone restless, ran out of patience, and I'm slamming that pedal to the ground. When I'm done working on packing my bags, you'll just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you'll just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but
that's Kaylin Cole, brand new music from her on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. Kaylin was in the Devil's Lair last week. If you want to grab that podcast, it's up at civicmedia.us and click on the Max Inc. radio page. It's super good. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker tonight. What's happening, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much, man. It's good to see you tonight.
Yeah.
And I can see you. It's beautiful. Second night in the new studio here at Civic Media. Love the new digs.
That's right. The chill studio, man. It's happening right above State Street. It's just such a great view and such great energy down here.
Terry Barr is off tonight. We send her best. She has an interview for us later on, though. We'll hear from that. You could be part of the show, too. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text through the Civic Media app. You know, this week has been crazy, Rocker. I've did a lot of driving around for pet sitting jobs and stuff, but this week was especially crazy in downtown Madison because it was move out, move in day, August 14th and 15th.
Right.
Remember going through that racket?
Oh, I do. I got a ton of furniture when I was going to college. I furnished our whole, apartment for the, subletting in the summer.
Yeah. So you
from Hippie Christmas.
So you've taken advantage of Hippie Christmas here in Madison, where you've went out shopping for furniture and whatever.
No, as a college student, of course.
Yeah.
Because so many people leave every year, and they literally just can't take their stuff with them. You know, some people are international; they have to move to another country. They're not taking it.
What's the best thing you found on the curb here in Madison?
Oh boy, stereo equipment, of course. Yeah. Couches. Those are couches galore, right?
You know those little mini stereos with the two speakers, cassette, double cassette, and AM FM with a turntable on top?
Boy, that was a long time ago, Jimmy.
I think Sanyo made like a bunch of those, Everything worked except for the turntable. Yeah. But the radio and the decks worked, so that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
844-967-2789. You can call or text in the app. Rocker, we got a rocking show once again for the people tonight. What's coming up, man?
Hey, tonight we have Emily from Weikert Realtors. She's going to be talking a little bit about the Madison real estate scene. It's so hot. Mm-hmm. KJ from the Mamas, the Mama Award ceremony is coming up quickly, and she'll tell us all about that. Oshkosh Jazz Fest, that's in the interview with Terry Barr, with the organizer of Jazz Fest in Oshkosh. That's happening Saturday, August 26th. And then Electromag. It's the first time they're a brand new band, Jimmy.
So good.
And members of Subatomic and Crackhammer, and they'll be in a little later on. And then the Devil's Lair, Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit. We're going to hear from Mason Meyer, live music, even a new song.
Rumor has it there's a stand-up bass included in the Devil's Lair tonight.
I hear there's
I'm on
a bass man.
Love the stand-up bass. 10 o'clock is Maxine Kevy. We got interviews from When Implied, Essential Last Crack, and Plant stops by the studio, and we'll talk about heavy metal botany. It's really cool, right? Anyway, 844-967-2789. Call or text through the Civic Media app. It's nice to have you along with local music tonight with 7,000 Apart.
Am I already in your past? Did you know this wouldn't last? Already broke. Do we go up in smoke? Am I a burnout cigarette that you won't light up again? A silhouette you already regret. No is a no is a no is a nice word. A nice word if you say it, if you mean it. No. No is a no is a no is a nice word. A nice word. Stuck on the other side. Do I ever cross your mind? Never there. Do you care? Are you ready to move on? Am I already gone? Just look at me. Will you see? No is a no is a no is a nice word.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm staring at the ceiling. It's 3 a.m. lying next to a lover or next to a friend. I don't know. Fall asleep, start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory.
That's Secret Menu on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. 7,000 apart before that. They got a big, lots of shows coming up. A lot of shows over across the pond. And I think they're going to be in the U.S. here soon. Make sure you follow 7,000 apart on their socials. Rocker and Jimmy K here with you doing the local music until midnight tonight. Terry Barr is off. She has an interview, though, where I'll be talking about the Oshkosh Jazz Festival coming up in next week, I believe, Rocker, right? KJ from the Mamas. Dude, the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to do all music from Mama nominees.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
who do we got?
We got some, you know, Mascot Theory, Rascal Theory. The Mascot Theory and the Rascal Theory.
All theory bands.
They're all theory bands.
They're going to musical theory.
We got some Mackenzie Morris, some Katner Hurricane. So it's going to be a nice 7 o'clock hour of music, you know?
Love local music.
In the meantime, we're going to talk some real estate, selling and buying houses with Emily from Weikert Realtors. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, KJ will be on with us talking about the Mamas at 7:30. Are you dreaming about next week's or next year's hippie Christmas? I mean, I can't wait to get that leather couch rocker. I couldn't find it this year.
I'll tell you, Jimmy, I was on the other side of hippie Christmas this year. It was empty out the garage, go to the dump, and head over to Goodwill.
You contributed.
Yes. Yes. I was on the other side.
I was on that side as well. My wife was very thankful too. 844-967.
Funny how that works that way.
Right. Exactly. 844-967-2789. Call or text through the Civic Media app. Let's do some magic conch right now. Moments like this. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hey, this is Nick from Pine Travelers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Shop local, eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it out here. Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Let's do it while we can.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. VO5 and dance originality. Love the disco on a Saturday night. That disco, if you're out there laughing about it, let me just tell you something about that. That disco fills thousands of people at Atwood Fest every year.
Oh, man. And it did this year, Jimmy.
Yeah.
There were probably about 7,000 or 8,000 people in front of our stage.
Absolutely huge. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker with you. Terry Barr sends her regards. Hopefully she'll be back next week. Don't forget to grab the app. Get the Civic Media app on your phone right now because you can call or text us from the app. You can choose your home station across the Civic Media network. It's super groovy. And there might be some news updates out there about hippie Christmas material still lingering out in the street right now. Rob and Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point are here. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, did you, Jimmy and Rocker. Thank you for having us.
Rob, did you get any hippie Christmas stuff out there?
You know, I didn't do a lot this year, but I have previously done pretty well. Had some pretty good good afternoons and some good scores.
Emily, what about you? You're resourceful, aren't you?
Yeah, no? I am resourceful, but I'm not into hippie Christmas. I grew up in Madison, so for me, it's kind of like, it's not really as exciting as it may be for someone who didn't spend their childhood watching this transition here downtown. So.
You probably donated some stuff to the cause.
It's a time to put things out. I heard y'all talking about that before, so we're on the other side of it now, right?
Mine's more just about finding the weird and unusual and the oddities that you find along the way. I like to see what's in, you know, every day I see things on the side of the road that I have to go see what they really are.
It tells a story, right? It tells a story about the people that live there.
The story is one man's junk is another man's treasure.
You got it. Do they have, segue.
Do they have, you know, hippie Christmases in other cities in Wisconsin? I don't know. I'm sure. Madison only.
Other college towns probably, though,
We can't be the only ones that throws perfectly good stuff on the curb.
No, but I bet this is the only city that calls it hippie Christmas. I mean, this is Madison, Wisconsin, right. You know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER.
Now, we were just talking about VO5 and Atwood Fest, and, you know, Weikert Realtors, they were one of the sponsors of the stage, of the Clyde Stubblefield stage, and it was a whole lot of fun. That was the first time that you guys had done the full sponsorship. What did you think of Atwood Fest this year?
Well, Atwood Fest is always a great time. This year was really special because where the stage was located, first of all, Clyde Stubblefield is a gentleman who I spent many, many, many years watching perform live, and there's no words, so I'll just leave it at that. It was an honor to be able to have our business name next to his name. They had a beautiful banner with his face on it, and it was just really important, and like I said, an honor to be part of that and be able to represent that. The stage was kind of right in our backyard, you know, in our front yard of our office was the festival itself, so we were just like surrounded with party and music and fun and love and
just a great day.
Walker was nice enough to let me get on stage and then say hello, which is a lot of fun. So, you know, energy from the crowd, like Atwood Fest was great this year. So thank you for that.
It was a good time. And we thank you for sponsoring. But there's a lot of stuff that you do with other festivals, including Fête de Marquette. And this year you're going to be serving beer at the Willie Street Fair.
I am. Actually, myself and Rob are going to be slanging beer at Willie Street Fair Sunday the 17th from 1:45 to 4 is our volunteer shift. Come see us. We'll be at the Heartland Credit Union area bar. And it's exciting because, you know, like everybody comes to the beer tent. Everybody comes up to get a beer at these festivals. So it's a way to be able to kind of say hello to people and enjoy yourself and, you know, cheers to a good time. So I'm excited to help. It's a volunteer event, too, for the Wilmar Center. So always happy to be part of that.
Plus, it's East Side, Willie Street. Streets, you know, again, not quite the same backyard as Atwood Fest, but spent a lot of time up and down Willie Street over the years.
It's still the hood, yep.
Plus, you're a rock star when you're serving beer.
You are a rock star when you're serving. I mean, everyone, you're pretty much the most important person there when you're serving beer at a festival, right?
And I saw the sign at Fair Oaks and Atwood with the list of the white curd, the sandwich board. You know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
You guys are really getting involved, like networking through the community, which I love.
Thank you. Yeah, we like to share the good news of what's going on in town with the larger public, which is why we made that sign. We've got that in front of the office too. So kind of figured to spread it out and yeah, a lot of people see it and we just want people to know how much fun Madison is.
Hit the QR code, takes them to that schedule of events so they know what's going on all summer and into the fall as well.
Now, where is your office located? Because it's right over on Atwood Avenue. Tell people about the Weikert office because it's a good little space, right? And a great little community.
Yeah, so it's special for a lot of reasons. One, it's located on Atwood Avenue. That's 2045 Atwood Suite 105. There's a beautiful parking lot in the back, which anybody who wants to come visit is more than welcome to park and come in the back door or come in the front door, walking right through the front on Atwood there. We're right next to Barley Pop at Kennedy Place, so it's a nice little community of businesses there. Most people in this area know about Shanks Corners. That's great history, so it's a really nice place to kind of be located, as well as inside our office, we have a cool little art gallery happening. Yeah, so we change out artists, local artists, friends, people who've come to us, you know, et cetera. So just a really nice way to showcase local community action.
And right now we've got, I think, 6 artists showing. And that's pretty cool. It's a good space for each of them to do their different things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a couple times a year, you guys, there's art happenings around town, and you're a part of that. The next one is coming up, Fall Artist Night. That's on Friday, September 29th from 6 to 9. What goes on when you guys open it up to the public and have an art showing?
Sure. So we like to open our doors and have snacks and beverages and a family-friendly event. Also have the artists be able to be there and talk up their art, show people around if they'd like to talk about specific pieces and sell it right off the wall, which does happen. So like artists, you know, they make some livelihood being able to be part of our, you know, four walls. And we're really, really proud to be able to offer that space to be able to do that. And, you know, it's a little party. We have a good time. So, you know, we invite everyone always to come. 29th is the next one. It's the Alternative Artists Night, and it is 6 to 8, 2045 Atwood.
How can an artist get art on their wall so it can be sold off the wall?
Sure. They can just either walk on in or go ahead and call 721-8002. That gets anyone you need that will help. Or just stop in the office and talk to Greer, our lovely, lovely woman that works in the front that takes care of us, basically. She's kind of the connect for all the artists, and she will help getting your stuff on the wall and doing all the communications necessary.
Now, Rob, I know that you've do some houses, listings, and show stuff out in Milwaukee, and you're here in Madison, but now you're doing some collaboration also in Baraboo. Tell us about the Baraboo connection.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. There's another Weikert office up in Baraboo called Weikert Realtors Great Day. Good friends of ours, and we just recently came to a formal agreement to collaborate with them on some things and really kind of just bring the two offices together, kind of fill the space between Baraboo and Madison. You know, there's a lot of area, Portage and Poinette, Lodi, you know, Sauk City, some of that area. And, you know, it's a great group of people, you know, good group there, good group down here. And we're all working together now and really, you know, having some fun getting together and, you know, making things happen.
Well, I know I've been going to those outside rings and showing people homes because Madison sometimes is kind of tough. So those areas right outside of Madison are a lot more fruitful, it seems, these days.
Baraboo's rocking, too. There's a lot of stuff happening in Baraboo. Yes, the downtown is great.
It is.
And property taxes are low up there, too.
This is true. This is true. Property taxes are different everywhere outside of Madison.
And a lot of local bands come out of Baraboo, I'll tell you. You know, Fox is from up there.
Yeah, of course.
But you know, McKenzie.
No, McKenzie's from Portage, right? Or Sauk City.
Well,
but the area, right? Sauk County. I mean, Derek Romero. Sauk County, right?
Derek Romero.
Old Soul Society.
Yeah, Old Soul Society. That's who I was thinking of.
I love you two trying to figure out who can remember what quicker.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's a contest. People take bets.
Website.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah. Website, phone number. Address again?
Sure, WeikertMadison.com, 608-721-8002. I'm Emily Rizika. This is Robert Grether. We love running this real estate company. We love having folks like Rocker work with us and all the folks in Baraboo and Madison. And have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for having us, guys.
Where are you going to dinner tonight?
Woohoo!
At my sister-in-law's house and on the lake. We're really excited.
Orton Park Fest is coming soon, so we'll be there as well. But yeah, she lives right across the street from Orton Park.
Yeah, it's a little home dinner. It'll be nice.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Bob. Appreciate it. Great to see you. Have fun.
Max
Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Tune into the club, shaking out the salt and pepper head. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pet. Flowers shrouded in mystery. Don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary?
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi name is Ruby. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, because she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you could outrun her, but chucks, I know she's master in a Prius, of course, because she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, because she lives her life at night. She drinks coffee and tea, because she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Because they're the Spice Girls.
Girls, Porky's Groove Machine. Hey, thanks to Rob and Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point for stopping in tonight. It's great to see you. Thanks for the support. WeikertRealtors.com or Weikert-LakePoint.com is the address. WeikertLakePoint.com. Radio's hard sometimes. Clyde Stubblefield's name was invoked in that interview, so we have to play some Clyde. Got to remind you to vote Clyde Stubblefield into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Marty's in the kitchen. Clyde Stubblefield on Max Inc. Radio. Got a double dip of Cat in a Hurricane. That's going to kick off a full hour of Mama's Mama Artist. They're going to win awards tomorrow at the Mama's. We'll talk about that with KJ next on Max Inc. Radio.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mike.